NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. After fire and floods, companies no longer want to provide insurance for homes and businesses. That has Republicans and Democrats working together for a solution. District 56 Representative Harlan Vincent said, "The problem just keeps getting worse and worse and worse." He said, "Without insurance, residents can't get loans, and without policies, realtors can't sell anything, which negatively impacts the local economy." Vincent is carrying a bipartisan bill to increase the limits listed in the Fair Access to Insurance Requirements, or Fair Plan Act, established in 1969. The limit under the law is currently $350,000 for a private residence and $1 million for a commercial. The new bill would increase the limit to $1 million for a private residence and $5 million for a commercial. Vincent is requesting $50 million from the general fund for the Office of the Superintendent of Insurance. And a former New Mexico Military Institute cadet accused of raping a juvenile 6 years ago was sentenced to 6 years probation this week. Kerrion Freeman, now 23, received a 6-year sentence, suspended, and to be served on probation after changing his initial not guilty plea to one of no contest on one count of attempt to commit sexual penetration in the second degree of a child between the ages of 13 and 18 during a hearing in district court in Roswell. Freeman will also have to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. And officials in New Mexico charged 35-year-old Thomas Lee Chaffins on multiple accounts of sexual abuse for sexually assaulting a teenager. Chaffins, an enrolled member of the Mescalero Apache tribe, appeared before a federal judge earlier this month and is now awaiting trial. Federal prosecutors accused Chaffins of engaging in sexual acts with the teenager, who was allegedly intoxicated at the time. Chaffins would face up to life in prison if convicted. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.